Okay, so this is gonna be part two of the brothels. Now, okay, first off, you gotta understand woman's nature with this. Okay, all women are prostitutes, every single one. Okay, it's just a matter of how she's dressing it up. Okay, that's what it is. All of them are looking for man's resources in exchange for sexual activity. If you look through, penguins do it. There was a study with penguins where female penguins fuck male penguins, and then when the male penguin gets done fucking it, the female penguin will steal all of its, valuable pebbles and take them with her. It's what the, like it's women are women. And then there was another study with chimpanzees. I think it was chimpanzees where when they trained them. When they train chimpanzees, the value, like let's say they trained them on the in currency. So they say, like, look, if we give you this coin, we'll give you like three bananas, right? And once they train monkeys to understand that, like they would like hand it through a cage, and then when they and then they train a monkey to give it, and they get two bananas. And once they train them on the awareness of currency, it was within a week they learned how to do prostitution. Every monkey did. Every female monkey learned it. Like go like seriously, go Google it, because I guarantee you, if biologists and marketing companies were to tell these studies, like it would destroy women's value on the planet, and it would be 100% clear to every man on the planet that every woman is a prostitute. Do not get it confused. Every woman's core is prostitution. Every woman's core, like women feel compelled to either get resources for sex or have the inclination of thought that there will be resources in time through sex from this person. That's what it is. If neither one of those two are present in that man, then she can't fuck him. She can't do it. Or there's other sort of weird scenarios. Let's say like if you're shooting a porno and you want to shoot like this woman fucking a homeless dude. Well, she knows if she fucks him, she'll get money for it later. You see, like a woman's biological impulse is to receive payment for sex. I don't care how much they try to say it's not. You're just a misogynist. But look, study every form of insect and every form of mammal, and it's the same across the board. So just to make it clear, I'm going on 3 minutes explaining this to put this whole conversation in context. All of them are prostitutes. You're paying something. You just may not be paying a direct one-to-one exchange of money. You're paying time, you're paying stress, you're paying mental worries about, oh, did you offend her, blah, blah, blah. You're paying something for every woman, okay? You just didn't know you were paying it, or you're paying it and you know it. It's usually one of the two. Okay, now with that being said, part two of the brothel. See, I liked the brothels because I got to learn women's natures on a deeper level, on a much deeper level than you will ever learn it walking around in public life. Okay. Because even if you find like those few whores in your neighborhood, let's say if you're in America, even if you find a few of those few whores in America, see, they're still withholding shit. And it's still kind of in a context of, yeah, that's just Sharon. Sharon just likes to do that. Like, no, man. We like see in brothels, especially when I'm thinking of now, it is like it's a huge fucking indoor place. So it's filled with women, right? And you just see, hear, and watch their conversations and how they're dealing with certain men and how they treat certain men and what they're doing for this guy, what they're not doing for that guy, and what'll get her going here and there and where they come from. Like it's man, I've studied so much of their nature. Now I understand that other population of men who can literally like just pump and dump any woman and doesn't care. Because it's like that thing, once you understand woman's nature, it's very difficult to genuinely fall in love with them again. See, love for 99, to fall in love with 99% of women out there is usually fueled off a man's desperate need to hold on to Disney-inspired culture on people. And it's just really a childish thing for a man to do. Like so for 99, there are some women who are I do believe like you can't fall in love with some women. There are genuinely decent women who are like soulmates and blah 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 and all that stuff like that. But for the old, but like I say, in the reality of the numbers on women out there, out of every 10, I'd say at least 9 women out there just are not worth your time any more than fucking them. They're just not. Once you get past them wearing that the costume of 20-year-old woman and they start actually having a talk, like that costume of 20-year-old woman is what's getting a lot of them over for any amount of time that they're actually getting over in life. And once that wears out, well, they're just forgotten. You just don't even care about it anymore. But okay, for instance, okay, I remember like in the brothel, right? Because I end up making, I just had that personality of life. I always make friends with people like everywhere. So I remember I made friends with this one hooker, and she would always, and see, I think I alpha widowed her for real, even though she's a hooker, but I'll explain how I alpha widowed her. She would always come to me and want to tell me stories about the other men and want me to come with her. And I did a few times. I never even paid, or I paid, but then she would always try to give me gifts that, you know, her other Johns would give to her. Like, it was like nice shit, like Gucci flip-flops type shit. Food. She would come to me, show me these rings that guys would buy her, wanting her. Like, it was something. And I would just laugh. Like, I'm not doing that shit. Like, because we would have a good time. Cause she would tell me stories. She would tell me stories about, like, or this guy's crazy, or this guy's this, this guy that, or like blah 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 blah. And she told me, I remember she told me one story about how she got paid like a lot of money for 15 guys to just line up and just fuck her one right after another while she was bent over. It was like crazy stuff. But see, like I think I ended up alpha widowing her because like I really hurt her feelings because she was really trying to talk sometimes, and I would just like ignore her. You see, like, but you got to, like, I know what, if you're not used to the brothel and prostitute scene, you're like, well, no, you can't afford her if you pay. But no, I see, to a woman's head, it doesn't work that way. And a woman's head it's all about attention. And if you cut her off, like, you hurt, like, that's, like I said in a previous video, the only way you truly hurt a woman, the only way you can truly hurt a woman is if you ignore her. That is the only way you can hurt her. If you yell at her, she still wins because you're paying attention to her. But yeah, so back to the brothel scenario. I feel like I'm jumping from top to top, so I'm going to try to stay on topic much more from here on out. Watching their nature in the brothels, watch what they do, how they do, how they react, who they talk to, how they talk to this person. You learn. It's one of those things you really can't. You can't leave there and then educate other men on it who haven't seen it, okay? Who haven't seen it and then got past the glamour, you know, Playboy Mansion effect and then got into the actual dynamics of it. Like, you can't, it's difficult to explain it because one of those things you really just have to kind of, it's like maybe like deep sea diving or something. Like, you really can't explain it. You have to just experience it. And then you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I get it now. But yeah, man, like they're all hookers. They're all of them are hookers. And then see, the thing is with these women, these brothels, it's the same thing. Like, I seen a documentary, I think in like Mexico or something like that, where women, like they a lot of women, they'll travel from like small villages, like, you know, 50 miles away, come out here because they know that they can come out here and do it and nobody back home will know. So like you run across that a lot. You run across, or just girls here that work in the city. And they've maxed out on their earning potential as, you know, as a secretary at, you know, at a front desk. They're making probably minimum wage. So they, you know, their life is completely boring and miserable. So they just go to the brothel, earn money, have, you know, random fun, spice up their life a little bit. You know, it's not always this image of just this fucked up, desperate woman that has to do it, you know, type of thing. There's many different reasons why women do it. Just like there's many different reasons why men go there to pay for sex. Like, it's not always, it's just desperate, pathetic guy who has to pay for sex. Sometimes these guys like me, who for one reason is to go and learn women's nature and hang out in that environment, atmosphere. And two, when I do want to fuck, I just want to bypass all the bullshit before and after sex and just get to the point. You see, like, there's different reasons for it. Completely different reasons, man. But like, and also, okay, so here's another bit of information. So like, when you go to a brothel, it's usually, okay, every girl has her own room, right? It's not like there's like an enforcer in front of her room. It's like, you know, make you sign contracts and shit like this. You just go, you walk up to the girl, you ask, are you free? And if you want to, you can ask her, like, what all can you do with her, blah, blah, blah. Now, some girls, like, I've had different scenarios. Like, one, actually, the last girl I had, she was saying, like, yeah, just basic sex, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, cool. And then we got to it. Now, I'm, like, spitting in the bitch's face, like, throwing her head against the fucking bed and pillow, like slapping her, like, just pulling her fucking tits down while she's, like I'm talking, like, manhandling her tits while she's sucking my, I mean, like, the, like, this is some rough shit. Like, she, like, this is how every woman is different. Like, some women, they'll say basic sex, and they mean basic sex. Like, you just hop on top of her, do basic shit, and if you do anything else, she'll get mad and blah, blah, blah. And other women, like, it's strictly on that one woman. Like, this one woman, she may be open. She may be like, yeah, you could pee in my face and everything. And, like, I don't care. Like, some women just genuinely don't care. Other women, they pretend they care, and then they don't care once you get into it. And then some women, they're just like, usually what I try to stay away, and this is going to sound backwards, but what I've learned running around in brothels is this. I've learned to stay, the prettier they are, that's the more I stay away from them. Because I've been here 3 years, man. I've been fucking with them for 3 years. I know. But usually the prettier they are, the worst actual sex experience they'll be. The worst experience they're going to be, because it's just simple math. The prettier she is, the less work she's going to have. She's used to ever having to do for anything. You see what I'm saying? She's not used to having to do more to get attention. She's not used to having to do more to get attention. She's used to just standing there and getting people oogling her type of thing. So well, you should just like me just because I look like this type of thing. So like the prettier they, or I remember a few, they were beautiful. They'll do what you want, but they're not like, they don't like they're hot. Like they're, it's like the beauty conflicts with their ability to perform in any sexual capacity. So it's like, she'll do whatever you want, but it's just like strictly like, what do you want me to do? Put my arm up while you fuck me? Okay. Like, it's just weird. Like there's no, like, she doesn't have that next level of getting into it. We're like the older ones. It's usually completely hit or miss. It's usually either, and it's like this in real world too. Once they get over 30, 35, either her self-esteem is so high, nobody wants to fuck with her. Or they may fuck with her one time, but just to try it out to see if she's going to be stuck up the whole time. And when they figure it out, then yeah, I never touch you again. Or two, she's a complete fucking slut that will do anything with anything with a pulse. Now, the second one, when you're trying to, like, if you just on that type shit, the fuck a bitch and do whatever you want to with her, I would recommend getting a woman who is clearly older, but, you know, she kept her body together. She's not, like, you know, morbidly obese or super wrinkly or anything like that, but she's old. You can look at her and tell she's 30, at least 33 years old. Those are the ones who, and then if she's, like, you know, actively nice, like, on, like, a kind of, like a relaxed level nice. Those are the ones who will usually be the best fucks. Usually, from my experiences, the older ones are the older ones who are, you know, clearly more submissive. They're not like directing questions at you. They're just kind of like, oh, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Those are the ones who are used. Like, I've just learned the culture, man. So like, I've learned to when I walk in that room, how to spot them out. Nope, yes, nope, nope, yes, nope, 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 yes, nope, 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 yes, maybe. Like, I've gotten too much experience in it now. Like, I've got too much experience. But yeah, that's the video on part two, man. Because like I said, I think it'll be too difficult to try to explain like women's nature. The most concise way I can think of to explain women's nature is you have to look at their mental capacity as the equivalent of about a 4-year-old child with in combination of a German Shepherd. And that's about as far as the mental capacity that they'll ever grow. Their brains just they don't make it past there unless they are just ugly. And a lot of times, unless they were born ugly, because now they had to think, you see. Because like I say in other videos, the most difficult thing for a moderately attractive woman to do is to learn how to be a genuinely decent human being. That is the most difficult, excruciating thing for their brains to have to get to grow into. They hate it. Unless they were born ugly. Or in some cases, they turned ugly and they realized it. That is the most difficult thing for them to do. and it's much easier just to move on to the next beta who will worship her because she's cute for them. It's easier to do that than to sit down and evaluate shit in their own brains. I'm telling you, like, that's the most concise way I can put it. Because this is from years, and then before that, I had whores and hookers and like women who were just like friends who were fucking all the time. Like I've been lucky enough to be exposed to this for a long time to sniff out and smell out, you know, stuff like that. But like I said, usually you can tell who's going to be the better one for you if you can tell that whatever she had going on is going to stop because you came around. Okay. Because like I said in previous videos before, women do not know how, women are not going to be reasonable when their self-esteem is high. Something about you has to beat down her self-esteem, either something about you or something about her environment. So let's say, for instance, the brothel, the 35-year-old women, you see, the 35-year-old woman's self-esteem in these brothels is going to come down for the fact that she has to compete with 20-year-old girls. So that's going to, you know, teach her how to act a little bit better. You see, because like that line goes, if you want to corrupt a man, you beat him down. If you want to corrupt a woman, you build her up. So to make them reasonable, to make a woman reasonable, she has to be, her self-esteem has to take a hit from somewhere. It's the only time women act like they have sense and are reasonable, when that self-esteem has taken a fuck. Now I'm thinking back to my ex-wife. When I met my ex-wife, she didn't have a job at the time. She knew how to act, blah, blah, blah. I remember when she first got a job that paid halfway decent, her whole attitude changed. And the same thing happened with, now I'm thinking back to another friend of mine a long time ago. His girlfriend at the time, she was always like a waitress at like some fucking restaurant. And she was, you know, she was reasonable to be around. As soon as she got a good job, she got a job working at P&G. As soon as she got that job, in America, P&G is a big company. She got that job, you couldn't, there was no cohabitating with her anymore. Women do not do well when they're winning. They just don't, when their self-esteem is pumping and everything's high for them, they don't do well. As they become corrupted, you can't deal with them anymore. Something has to take them down, whether it's how you walked in the room and you just walked in the room better than them, you know, just from your culture of life, that'll take them down a few notches. Or if you hang out with them and you always make fun of them, making fun of them will take them down a few notches. Something must take them down notches before they learn how to act with some sense. It's just the reality. But yeah, that's the video, man.